Hi, Wayne.
Yes.
Hi, thanks for calling back. I just called you. So did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, I know we kind of went over a lot of information quickly.
No, I don't. I'm willing to try it. Right now I'm on the way out to a job. I had heaters go down.
Yeah. So
about $20,000 worth of concrete on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll speak with you quickly as you head over there. And then, like I said, I'll follow up with you a little bit later on when you've got more time for like a 25, 30-minute phone call. But we will want to talk to you about things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. That way we can build out all the content on the different directories. Now, you did say that you had a website, but this is not the 411 local website. They might take that down if you cancel. The one that I have is AmericanPioneerCO.com. Is that the 411 local site?
Yeah, I do believe so. But I had GoDaddy build me one, and it just...
Do you know the name of that... Do you know the name of that domain already or no? I mean,
no, I don't.
Off the top of your head. That's okay. So when we schedule that follow-up call, maybe we can get that information at that point, and it would be maybe later today or tomorrow when you've got a little bit more time. But the company for branding purposes, is it American Pioneer Company, or did you want the incorporated part of it as well?
No, just American Pioneer Company would be fine.
Gotcha. And then is the phone number, Wayne, that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you?
Yeah, it's probably my cell. And that's what we're on right now.
0646. Smartphone, then I imagine you can receive a text message on that number?
Yep.
Perfect. And then, Wayne, what is a good email address for you? When we contact you regarding your account, we use phone, text, email for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Of course, your customers will just call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. What is a good email for you or your business?
Right now, it's AmericanPioneerTrucking@gmail.com.
Okay, AmericanPioneerTrucking@gmail.com. And then, Wayne, I never did get your last name.
Hackler, H-A-C-K-L-E-R.
Okay, Mr. Hackler. And then when we contact you, did you have a preference as to how we reach you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Probably all of those.
All of those? Okay, perfect. And there will be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. The other thing that I wanted to ask you, because I did see a physical address, the 460 West Ute Avenue, but you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one ever does
come
to you.
Right.
Okay. So there's no physical address then for us to promote for your business online, which is
not really.
Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the truck or run from the home. And even if you have like an outside office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. They'll just list your city and state and then not even that zip code. So it would be that fixed flat rate. There's no setup fee. So that first month and every month moving forward, exactly $199, I should say. And then we'll schedule that follow-up call with our technician. I do need to read a voice verification. It's required of us as Google partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service since you're a well-established business, that we're actually waiving the setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then before I do that voice verification, that first payment, Mr. Hackler, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Actually, it'd be on a Visa. Unfortunately, when I ran out the door, I ran out and left all that laying on my desk.
You did. Okay. So if you like, I can do the voice verification now and then take a look at our client interview calendar, schedule a time for after you're able to retrieve that information and for me to call you back and get that. That way we can get the bulk of my end of it done, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call. Let me look at that client interview calendar. When do you think you'd be able to get that information?
Probably Monday.
Oh, as far as going back to get the credit card?
Oh, you mean the card? No, I
yeah.
could probably do that later on this afternoon.
Later on this afternoon? Okay. So
I normally have it on me all the time.
Right. Yeah. So would you want me to give you a call back maybe like 1 o'clock or something like that?
Yeah, that'd work. Yeah.
Okay. You'd be back with that information by then?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem then. I'll give you a call maybe a little bit after 1. Like I said, we'll get through that voice verification. We'll see what's available for that follow-up call, or if you're available, we can schedule that out right away.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you, Wayne. We'll be talking to you a little bit later on this afternoon to get everything set up. I appreciate you calling back in.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you very much. We'll talk soon. Take care. Bye-bye.